Hey, you're listening to Don't Make Sense. I'm Dr. Vivian Rodriguez, an educational psychologist, blogger, educator, and coach who loves to talk about style, life, creating, and mental health. Okay, so I started this podcast to create a space to talk about style and substance, to talk about the complexities of being a woman who's authentic and thriving. All right, let's get into it. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Amazon Curve swimsuits you need to match every activity. Okay, we know that finding a bathing suit when you have curves can be super annoying. Then add all of the activities that take place over the summer. That means having to think about coverage and style depending on where you're going. So what I did is I rounded up a range of bathing suit styles to match every vibe for every adventure you're getting into this summer.
So you like Amazon, but you don't know what styles to get? Go ahead and check out my Amazon Live. I'm an A-list creator, which means I do a lot of lives and people like them. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to go and join the live. And don't forget to follow me on Amazon. And then keep in mind, as an Amazon associate, I do earn from qualified purchases and all opinions are my own. And I'll see you guys around. Hey, I know you guys do not have a ton of time to just be scrolling through social media. You got better things to do, right? So that's why I revamped and relaunched my Fave Finds newsletter. And what I did is, it's kind of an in case you missed it. So I scour through the internet to find some styles for midsize and curves. And I also add just some different podcast episodes or books that I'm into lately, just some good stuff for your email inbox. So go ahead and head over to the show notes for this episode to sign up for my Fave Finds. And don't worry, I'm not going to spam your email inbox. It'll be some good stuff.
One of the reasons I was thinking this would be a good episode is because I feel like we all have like a few bathing suits kind of roaming around in our closet that we wear, but I feel like it's good to have just treating like bathing suits like any other sort of, you know, wardrobe. Like you want to have some foundational items. So it just makes it easier when anything comes up in the summer because there's so many different activities and the audience or the people you're around, the context is going to be different for each one. So I felt like it'd be good to kind of, you know, be prepared for those situations, especially when you have curves, when it's a little trickier to find a bathing suit. And I know that just putting on a bathing suit, I think shopping for a bathing suit and jeans are the two like stressful things when you have curves. So I feel like if you can get in front of that and have some different bathing suit ideas and kind of hone in on what you need to look for, it'll help you out so you're ready for any summer adventure. So one of the things I want you to do as you listen to this episode is think about what you usually get into during the summer. Think about that there are options for curves in terms of bathing suits. And also think about that you want to have some fun and you want to enjoy the moments. And so a bathing suit that you don't have to think about is going to let you do that. And I think up until maybe, I don't know, like 3 years ago or a little bit before that, I was not wearing all kinds of different bathing suits. I was just kind of being like, whatever. And now I feel like, you know, swimsuit season, I look forward to it. It's kind of fun to try different styles because I've figured out the fit and styles that I really like and work for curves. There are a few things you want to consider when it comes to scoring the right bathing suit for a particular situation. So for instance, you want to think about features such as coverage, support, and style. Each feature is going to vary in terms of the importance depending on where you're going. So for example, I went with a bathing suit with lots of coverage to head to a water park with my family. In contrast, I wore a two-piece bikini for a weekend trip with my husband, like to go to the pool and that sort of thing. So what we're going to do, we're going to break down different situations you might get into for the summer, and then what would be the corresponding bathing suit to wear. First step would be family time. For this, you're going to want to get yourself a simple and classic one piece. The critical feature here is coverage, people. For example, I wore that for that water park, I wore a one piece. What I was thinking is I wanted to have a bathing suit that would allow me to move, right? Had coverage. I didn't have to worry about anything showing more than it needs to be showing. So I was thinking about functionality in terms of the bathing suit. So this is going to be like more of your low-key bathing suit for all of your family and kind of more low-key vibe events. Next, find a high-waisted two-piece you love. I know you think that you can't wear a two-piece because you have curves. You totally can. The key is to figure out the fit and high-waisted bottoms. So, for instance, this could be for a family event or with your girlfriends. The high-waisted bottoms just give you more options because there's more coverage and then you can move around with ease. Lastly, turn it up with a plunge one-piece. Okay, so get yourself a plunge one-piece curve bathing suit that will help you just kind of have some fun. So we're talking about if you're doing something with your significant other or with your girlfriends, you're just like celebrating life. And I know you might be thinking, I'm not going to wear a plunge suit. I have curves. It's a little too much. Listen, you got to think about in 20 years from now. I mean, this is how I think. I'm going to be like, why didn't I just wear that? Like, what was I doing, right? Even like, not even 20 years from now, maybe 10 years from now, maybe 5 years from now. So your future self would be like, why didn't you just wear the stupid bathing suit? No one cared. Okay. So have some fun and get yourself a like a plunge style bathing suit for some more like kind of, fun events. A few more tips on finding the right bathing suit for your summer activities. What I would do as well is also focus on kind of getting simple bathing suits. So I stay away from too many, prints when I'm just trying to get my foundational bathing suits. And I also, for this particular podcast episode show notes, you'll see that in this post, most of the bathing suits are black. There's some blue, but most are black. So I think when you're just kind of getting comfortable with wearing a bathing suit and you have curves, stick with black, not because it's slimming, it's just easier. It's easier because then you can have more fun with the structure of it and there's not too much busyness. Also, the reason I kind of go with black more is that it's easy to style for a cover up or when you get out of the pool, so or the beach or whatever you're doing. So I think that's another factor to think about is just making it easy and simple for you to, put it on. And then what are you going to wear when you're not in the water? And also just keeping the busyness down. So it just looks, I think, a little more sleek and chic. There are a variety of curve bathing suit styles to match any occasion. Play around with different styles, soak up the summer moments, and have some fun. And remember, like future self would be like, why weren't you wearing the bathing suit?
Like what you're hearing? Go ahead and subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. You can also share the podcast on Instagram and tag me at Live by Viv. As far as my music, it's The Croft by Joachim Karud. And everything we talked about in this episode can be found in the show notes on livebyviv.com. Okay, and remember, don't mix in because you don't need to.